Hi guys, this is episode 8 of Kitchen Stitches and I'm your host, Summer. You can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns and on Instagram as Summer's Picks. Show notes can be found at www.kitchenstitches.com. We also have a group on Ravelry. It's obviously the Kitchen Stitches group, and I'd love it if you would join us there too. So let's get started. I hope all of you are staying warm. Even here in Houston, we are very cold. It was about 30, I think, maybe. I actually didn't look. It was 35 when I left work today, so I assume it's about 30 now, and it's supposed to drop down to the low 20s, which for Houston, that is very, very cold. For the rest of you, I suspect it is even colder, and so I hope everyone is staying warm. I do not have any FOs this week. So we will just jump right into my works in progress. Actually, let's see. Let's take that back. Let me talk about my modus operandi at the moment. In my last episode, I think I mentioned that I was suffering from a bit of tendonitis and that I wanted to kind of streamline my knitting. I have done that and my shoulder is feeling a lot better. So yay for that. What I am currently doing is I am trying to be a little more zen-like. So I am working, I have one major work in progress, and then I am giving myself 15 minutes per day on another work in progress, and I'm rotating those out. If you watch the Suburban Stitcher podcast, she had Cherie from Kirby Warby Yarns on recently, and what Cherie called this was quota knitting, and that's what I'm doing. I've got my main project, and then I'm getting quota knitting of other projects throughout the week. So my main work in progress right now is my vitamin D. I am determined to finish this. I think I've said that several times now, and I really mean it this time. This is a paid pattern by Heidi Kermeyer. You can find it on Ravelry. I am using Barocco Ultra Alpaca Light in a brown colorway, and I don't remember the number. And I'm using size 4 Hiahias. And like I said, this is my main work in progress. I'm working on it every day, unlike the others, which I'm rotating through. And generally, I can get about 2 rows done per day on a good day. Last night, watching the Downton Abbey season premiere, I actually managed to get 3 rows done. So that was great. At this rate, I should actually finish the body in about 11 days. And then I'll just have the trim, which I anticipate will take me a few days. I really don't know. I don't know how working around the edge compares to the actual length of one row. So we'll see. Hopefully, at this rate, I should have the sweater finished in about 2 weeks, which is very exciting. I've been working on this thing for 2.5 years now. I know that it fits my shoulders. I can't really get a good idea of how well it fits my body and my chest. Every time I try it on, I end up dropping stitches off the ends of the needles. So I'm going to quit doing that because I'm getting tired of picking up stitches. So that is my main work in progress. I also am working on socks. I have a pair of socks that I have stashed at work that is my work project. So I'm doing that on breaks and at lunchtime on work. And those are the socks that I cast on New Year's Day. I let myself break into my brown paper bag on New Year's Eve so that I could wind the yarn and have it ready to cast on at midnight. The yarn that I ended up choosing was, I didn't write this down. Let's see if I can remember. It is from McMullen Fiber Company. That's right. And it was part of a Hunger Games club from 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. And it is in the President Snow colorway. Excuse me. And the pattern I'm doing is based on Kebne Kaiza, I'm probably butchering that name, which is a free pattern by Frida of the of Friday Studios, and I'm not going to attempt her last name. I can't. It has the A with the little circle over it, and I don't speak that language, so I'm not going to even try. But this pattern, like I said, this is a free pattern, so I can talk a little bit about it. It is the premise of the pattern is that you use a yarn that has some color variation, and it's mostly stockinette, but when you get to certain color changes, you'll purl those changes. So, like I said, I'm basing the sock on that pattern, but pretty much the only thing I'm keeping from it is that idea to purl the color changes. This yarn is white with red color repeats. I don't know what you call that. With a little bit of like spotting of the red throughout as well. I was really concerned when I first started working on these that it was going to look a little gruesome, like blood on snow. But I've decided that instead it looks like white chocolate raspberry cheesecake. So that's what I'm calling these socks. And so the only thing I'm really keeping is the idea to purl the red on these white socks. Everything else I'm changing. I did a twisted rib cuff, and then I'm doing, like I said, stockinette with purling, the color changes, and I'm going to do a garter stitch short row heel, and then I may do a garter stitch toe. I'm not sure about that yet, but with the purls throughout the sock, I think that the garter stitch will look really good. So that is my plan. So far, I am mostly happy with the socks. They're a little weird looking, but I knew they would be from the beginning, so I'm okay with that. So the other works in progress that I have been rotating through, let me list them real quick. I've been rotating through the Trillion, my Baby Fern Lace Hood, Monster Cowl, and my Friendship Socks. And so here's some little details about each of those. The Trillion is a paid pattern by Martina Bim. And I'm using Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock in the Autumn Flame colorway on my size 4 Chowgu Spins, which are the bamboo tips. And I've done a few rows on those since I recorded last. I'm actually going to work on that for 15 minutes tonight and get probably a couple more rows done tonight. The Baby Fern Lace Hood, I got very little done on that. This is a free pattern by Allison Ryan. And I'm doing it in JoJo Land Melody color MS20, which is sort of a red-blue gradient. And I'm using my size 5 Hiya's interchangeables on that. I think I got maybe a row and a half, a round and a half done on that this past week. So not very much at all. The Monster Cowl is a paid pattern by Julia Allen. And I'm using Malabrigo worsted in mint, natural, and pollen on my size 9 knit picks. I'm actually using the knit picks 16 inch. So I don't really like working on that. No, I like working on the pattern. I'm not happy with my needles for this particular project. I think I would only use these for doing something in the round. And I think I got about a repeat done on that. I don't remember exactly, but I think I got about 4 rows. No, that's not a repeat. I think I got 1 color repeat done, which is a 4 row pattern. The Friendship Socks is a paid pattern by Lauren McMorty. And I am using Brazen Stitchery sock yarn and Sparkly Jolly Twinkle Jingly. These were my Christmas socks that I didn't finish, but I'm going to keep on working on them so that I'll have them for next year. And I really enjoy working on these too, so I don't want to put them away just yet. And I am using my size 1. I'm actually using size 0 Chowgu Red Lace on these. I'm really happy with the fabric that these are making on the size 0s. I think I mentioned last week that I had discovered that I really need to go down a size. I didn't mention on the Kebne Kaiser socks, I'm using Chowgu. Oh, actually, yeah, I'm using Knitpicks size 1s, and I'm working them on 2 circs. Whew. If I sound a little stuffy to you, I think I'm having some allergy issues with the weather change, and especially with the heat being on. I think it's kind of getting to me. So I sound a little stuffy to myself tonight. Upcoming projects. Oh, you know, this is funny. I have this down as my upcoming projects, but this is actually, we can add this into my work in progress because I wrote these notes yesterday and I couldn't resist casting something on. I have in my notes that I'm trying not to cast on anything new, but it's so hard. Casting on all the things is so hard. I did let myself cast on one thing. I fell down and I bought the noodle pattern by Susan Claudino, and I am making that out of 3 Irish Girls Springvale Worsted Superwash, I think is the base, in the You Are My Sunshine colorway, which was a special colorway a couple of years ago that was, the proceeds went to a charity, and I don't actually even remember what the charity was at this time. But it's a really pretty purples and blues and greens and a little bit of yellow. It's a really pretty. I wasn't sure that I would like anything made from it. Like, I didn't think I would wear it. And I only bought 1 skein of it, so it wasn't a whole lot. But working on it now, I've made the ear of Noodle. And if for those of you not familiar, Noodle is a Chihuahua pattern. And I've made 1 ear, and I really, really actually like the way this yarn is turning out. So I may try to scrounge up some from a destash and make a hat or a cowl for myself with this. I am making this for the woman who cleans our office at work. She is a very sweet woman who I adore. And she mentioned that her birthday was coming up. Actually, it's at the end of the week, so this is going to be a late birthday present. But she is retiring. She was originally going to retire in February, but she has pushed it a little further. And I decided then that I wanted to make her a stuffy because she really likes the ones that I have on my desk at work. So hopefully she will really enjoy this. She lost a Chihuahua earlier in the year, so hopefully she will take, you know, get the sentiment that I am intending with this. So I am working on that. I am not planning to cast on anything else right now, but I do have a possible knit-along idea, and I am curious to know if anybody is interested in joining me on this. I decided right at the end of the Christmas season that I would really like to have like a desktop Christmas tree with only knitted ornaments. But I don't have very many knitted ornaments. I think I might have 2 knitted ornaments right now. So I would like to work on Christmas ornaments throughout the year so that next Christmas I will actually have ornaments to put on this tree. So my idea is for a knit along called Christmas All Year Long, where basically you can make as many as you want, but ideally at least 1 knitted ornament per month. If anybody is interested in doing that, let me know. I'm going to do it anyway. And if I might be able to scrounge up some prizes or something, just I would love to hear if anybody is interested. So I will start a thread on the Ravelry group and you can chime in if you want to. Let's see, knitting wise, what else? I don't have any more whips. I don't have any other concrete plans. I did order 1 skein of yarn this week. I guess this was on New Year's Eve. I caught in another Crafty Girl update and ordered a skein called Frozen on, I don't remember what her bases are called, but it's on her sparkly base. And I chose that because my daughter really likes the movie Frozen. And she did say that if I made her socks out of this yarn, that she would actually wear them. Now that I've actually bought it, it occurred to me that it doesn't have to be socks. I bought the yarn for a project for her, and I will let her choose. Maybe I could do mitts or a hat or maybe even a shawl. I don't know if a 17-year-old girl is going to wear a shawl, but you never know. So that is the only purchase, the only yarn purchase I made this week. I did buy some lip gloss from Stitch Pray Love on Etsy, who I also follow on Instagram. And I bought some, safety eyes from 6060 on Etsy for the dog pattern. So I'm waiting for those to come. Let's move on to In the Kitchen. This is actually not, there's not a lot to tell on this. I haven't spent a whole lot of time in the kitchen. One thing I made was pineapple angel food cake, which I made for New Year's Eve. We were trying to have more healthy snacks with my friends. So that is what I chose to make. And this was probably one, this is probably one of the easiest recipes you will ever make. Get a box of angel food cake mix and a 20-ounce can of crushed pineapple and pour the pineapple into the cake mix, including the juice. Mix it up and bake it for, I don't remember how long. It's something like 25 minutes at 350. And the recipes that I found recommend serving with Cool Whip, like a spoonful of Cool Whip on top. I actually spread Cool Whip over the whole thing, and it was pretty good. It's not phenomenal. It is a very light dessert. My daughter actually really, really liked it. It wasn't cheesecake. Although we did also have cheesecake, so much for healthy snacks, right? I didn't make these notes, but put this in my notes. But we actually, I didn't cook anything extra for New Year's Eve, but my friends did. One of the things that they made were kind of like homemade jalapeno poppers. And I'm going to tell you what this was, but I don't have any idea what was in them. I think they were both Weight Watchers recipes. So while they were very good, they were also not too terribly bad. The one was you took half of a jalapeno, and I think it had cream cheese and I don't know what was mixed with the cream cheese. Maybe some Monterey Jack or something like that. And then he had mixed bacon in with it. And everything is better with bacon. For the longest time, I didn't think I liked jalapenos or pretty much any kind of pepper unless it was pickled. And through this recipe and then another one that the same friend made a few years ago, which was the cream cheese filled jalapenos wrapped in bacon, I've discovered that I actually really do like fresh jalapenos. So that's a nice discovery for me. The other thing that he made was a spinach artichoke dip that was a Weight Watchers recipe. And again, I don't know what was in this, but unlike the traditional spinach artichoke dip that you'll probably have at a restaurant, which is very cheesy and gooey and drippy and delicious, this, everything was blended together. So it wasn't that same gooey consistency, but it was also really good. It was really good with chips. And then we also had store-bought hummus, but it was really, really good. I don't remember the name of it. I want to think it's salsa, but it's obviously not salsa. It starts with an S. And this was just hummus, but it had pine nuts on top and probably garlic or something. I'm not sure. But it was really good, too, especially with pita chips. So that was our New Year's Eve dinner. I mean, it was mostly snacks. We also had a little bit of chicken. And we did have cheesecake that was from Costco, and it was much better than my pineapple angel food cake. The other thing I made this week, we had dinner with the same friends and another set of friends on Saturday night, and I had said I would make a cake. So I decided to make a peanut butter sheet cake with chocolate icing, and I had seen this, I think I actually saw this on Facebook. I think someone posted it on Facebook, and it was a Pioneer Woman recipe from the Pioneer Woman blog, Ree Drummond, who is also on Food Network. And basically, if you have ever had a chocolate sheet cake, it can also be called a Texas sheet cake. It's usually a chocolate cake with basically a chocolate glaze. The icing is, it's a pourable icing that you pour over the top of it and spread it in. Instead of using a chocolate cake, she used a peanut butter cake. And so basically it's the same recipe, which is a really simple cake recipe, which I'm a terrible blogger. I mean, terrible podcaster. I don't have the ingredients in front of me. But basically, I mean, it's a typical cake, but you add, instead of adding cocoa, you add peanut butter. So made the cake, you bake it in a 18 by 12 inch sheet pan or a jelly roll pan, and then poured the chocolate icing over it, which was basically is just a little bit of milk, a lot of powdered sugar, and cocoa and butter and vanilla. That's all that was in it. And it makes, obviously, you know, with an 18 by 12 inch dish, you're not going to have a very thick cake. They're more like brownie size. They're probably about an inch tall total with the frosting. And this was delicious. Definitely blew my pineapple angel food cake out of the water. And I finally got it out of the house today by taking it to work. So that's really my only cooking adventures this week. I did want to tell you about a new group that I discovered on Ravelry. She actually, the moderator, whose name I can't remember right now, actually messaged me in Ravelry to ask if she could post about it on the group, but she never did. So I will tell you about it in the podcast. It's called 52 Weeks of Cooking. And it's like I mentioned, is a group on Ravelry. And the goal of it is to have cooking challenges every week that you try and post about and share pictures of and that type of thing. And what she appears to be doing is she will have a baking challenge and a cooking challenge each week. The baking challenge for this past week was a sheet cake. Or was it a one layer? It was either a sheet cake or a one layer cake. So basically not a layer cake. So I actually ended up making two recipes that fit that challenge. And the cooking challenge for this past week was stir fry, and I never got a chance to actually make that. But it looks like a fun group. You should check it out. Let's see. Actually, I don't have much else to talk about. It's going to be a short episode this week. New Year's Eve, we didn't do very much. We hung out at our friend's house, which we've done for almost as long as we've been married. We've hung out with this one friend. Now that she's married, we hang out with her husband as well. And I think probably for the past 18 or maybe even 19 years, minus one or two years in there, we've spent with the same person for New Year's Eve. So it's a tradition. This year was very low key. We just hung out and ate food and chatted, and it was nice and relaxing. I really hated that New Year's was in the middle of the week this year. That just, with Christmas being in the middle of the week, and of course, you know, a week later, New Year's is in the middle of the week. It just kind of threw me for a loop. The first week, you know, the week of Christmas wasn't so bad because I only worked one day and I was off the rest of the week. Last week was just, you know, I went back to work on Monday. I worked half a day on Tuesday, was off Wednesday, and then had to go back to work Thursday and Friday, and then off for the weekend. And it was just a little discombobulating. One of my favorite words, discombobulating. So I am kind of glad that we are back on a regular work schedule now. Although I think this week will probably end up feeling very long after the past couple of weeks. I hope everyone else had a really good holiday and a safe New Year's Eve. I would like to thank those of you who have given iTunes reviews. I have 4 reviews, and I'd encourage those of you who are enjoying the podcast to go and leave a review. As most of you know, I'm sure, that providing reviews is a way to get your favorite podcasters noticed and to, you know, push them up in the ratings. I have to admit, I am really bad about not leaving iTunes reviews. And now that I have my own podcast and I know how much it means to see, you know, a positive review, I am going to be better about leaving reviews for the podcast that I like as well. So if you've made it this far, I'd like to thank you and for sticking through, for sticking with me this long. Again, I decided to record after 8 o'clock, and we know that this is not a great idea. I am so tired after work, but I really wanted to get a recording in, so this is what you get. I am going to try to get into the habit of recording on Sundays, which is much easier for me, and I can do it in the middle of the day or earlier in the evening. But last night was Downton Abbey, and I really wanted to watch that, and I just did not have time to record. So this is what you get this week. I hope that you are not deterred and you will come back next week for more. And until then, I hope you have a great week. Thanks.